Welcome to the Poem of the Week. As you know, poems are patient-oriented evidence that matters. Each week, our poem is intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes, and he is joined by InfoPoem's senior editor, Dr. Mark Abell. Gentlemen.
Thanks, Maggie. How are you, Mark, today?
Doing great.
Good. We've got an interesting topic to talk about, as usual. Things okay down there in Georgia?
Doing fine.
We are talking today about falls, not falls in the economy, but falls against the ground. Maybe our listeners don't realize how frequent this is, but about 24% of all visits to the emergency room in the U.S. are a result of a fall, and most of those in people over the age of 65. We know that the mortality rate for falls increases dramatically with age and accounts for about 70% of accidental deaths in persons 75 or older. All of this to remind everybody that falls are very significant. 90% of hip fractures are a result of falls. Falls increase in the elderly as age increases, as the number of medicines increase, and as cognitive impairment increases. Risk factors are the old ones that we've talked about. Old age, being Caucasian seems to increase your risk. Housebound status increases your risk, and perhaps living alone has been shown to increase your risk. Also, the use of canes and walkers, previous falls. I particularly want to stress the issue of medications. Many of our elderly patients are on many, many medicines, and we know from several studies that the use of three or more prescription drugs are associated with a significant increased risk of falls, particularly medications related to depression, particularly tricyclics, antihypertensives, sedative hypnotics, anticholinergics, and, of course, hypoglycemic agents. The question that Mark has been asked to address today is in terms of prevention, does exercise prevent falls in the elderly? Clearly, if there was a way to prevent falls, we would prevent significant mortality and morbidity. Exercise, pretty simple. Mark, what did the authors find about whether exercise is effective?
It was a good study. I'd also add substance abuse to that list of risk factors in the elderly for falls. I think that's an important and probably underappreciated risk factor is particularly alcohol use in the elderly. They looked at a bunch of databases to find randomized controlled trials on exercise and preventing falls in the elderly. And they did a good job of searching and looked at the reference lists of the included articles. Two of the researchers looked at each study, and then they had the usual sort of consensus discussion to make sure they agreed on the quality of the study and the data that was in the study. Having done a number of these analyses, it's amazing how often two otherwise intelligent people will read the same study and pull different data out of it. So it is important that you do this kind of a discussion between the researchers. So two authors also extracted the data, and they found a total of 44 clinical trials with about 9,600 patients for their final analysis. And the majority of the studies included older patients living in the community. Six out of the 44 studies looked at residents of nursing homes, though. 29 of the studies included patients who were felt to be at higher than average risk of falls, and most of the studies looked at the effect of supervised exercise programs. These exercise programs were effective. They reduced the rate of falls by 17%. Unfortunately, we're not told the absolute rates in these studies, so we don't know if this relative reduction means going from, for example, 3% to 2.6%, or if it's going from, 30% to 26% or what exactly. But 17% is a reasonable reduction from these exercise programs, and one can hope that they might also have other benefits as well. They did find some heterogeneity in the studies, and part of that was due to differences in the duration of exercise and the type of exercise being studied. It looked like those studies where patients were involved in exercise for a longer period and where improving balance was a focus, those were more effective. The ones that were primarily a walking program were actually less effective, which was interesting. So these exercise programs do decrease the rate of falls in the elderly, and especially if they are involving a longer duration of exercise and if they emphasize balance training.
Falls into one of those categories of studies that we occasionally look at that seem to be sort of a no-brainer. You know, there are lots of other benefits from exercise in the elderly. It engages them socially. It keeps them, gives them some cardiovascular, gives them increased ability to sleep at night. So lots of benefits from exercise, and if they can decrease the frequency of falls, that's an enormous benefit as well.
Yeah, and it's interesting, you know, the balance issue. I just had to go through surgery to reattach my quadriceps tendon, and part of that has been strengthening, but also part of that has been working on balance. And it's amazing how much I really didn't think you could improve balance, but I was impressed with how much better I got at some of these balance-oriented exercises and proprioceptive kind of exercises over a period of 4 to 6 weeks. It was very interesting. I felt much more confident, and I think the kind of changes that happen postoperatively in terms of weakness happen as we age, and so it does make sense that focusing on balance training, will be helpful.
Right, and I think you also hit on the issue of confidence. I know that a lot of my elderly patients, they begin to get so nervous that they become less and less physically active, and you know, even if they're not truly increasing or improving their balance, just giving them enough confidence to work with the balance they have and having them practice, you know, what to do if they do trip or fall is also an enormous intervention.
Yeah, I agree.
Anyways, thanks for your advice, and we will talk with you again next week.
All right. Take care, Mike.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.